Thank you for joining us this morning. We have Live Well Cherokee segment coming up with Dan Bevels, Public Information Director of Atrium Floyd. And we have with us this morning Sheila Bennett, Executive Vice President and Chief of Patient Services at Atrium Floyd. And it's good to have you both with us. Good morning, Dan and Sheila.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Thank you so very much for taking time to be with us this morning and talk about some great things that's coming up at Floyd and some great opportunities. Dan, you want to lead in with it, and then we'll bring Sheila in?
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. And as always, thanks for having us on with you this morning. We're always excited to talk to you and talk to the folks in Cherokee County there. And this morning, we have a great opportunity to talk to Dr. Sheila Bennett. Dr. Bennett is, as you said, an executive vice president with Floyd and also our chief of patient services and just does a fantastic job of leading our clinical staff at Floyd. And we would love for folks just to know how great Floyd is and to join our team. And because of that, we've got a couple of days scheduled for what we call instant interviews. And I'm going to let Dr. Bennett describe what those instant interviews are for us, Jerry.
All right. Good morning, Dr. Bennett. Thank you for joining us and share with us a little bit about these upcoming opportunities.
Thank you. Tomorrow, actually, our instant interviews start tomorrow at 4 p.m. They'll go from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow, and then again on Thursday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And the reason that we chose this method of getting in front of candidates who'd like to work at Floyd is because we wanted to make it convenient for folks to stop by and have managers from all of our units will be present. We'll have a staff available to take candidates on interviews to tour our facility. And also, we will be able to make job offers on site so that we can make the most of the time that people have available to them.
Well, it's no doubt a great place to work because of the large number of people that are already working there at Atrium Floyd. And they stay. When they come, they don't leave. You don't have a high rate of turnover.
That's very true. The pandemic, of course, has caused a lot of changes in healthcare across the state and our communities as well. And so we are focusing on hiring of RNs and LPNs and certified nursing assistants as well as scrub techs for our OR. It's a wonderful opportunity, and as you mentioned, Jerry, I think that our culture is what makes us different. It's just, I've been at Floyd for almost 15 years in October, and it has been the same thing that I've heard for 15 years, is that when people walk through the doors at any of our facilities, they feel the difference. And I think that's because we put the patient first.
Well, that's the ones that are the beneficiaries, and that's the ones that should come first in the medical field. And again, you're looking for LPNs and RNs and scrub techs for the OR. What type of experience are you looking for? Or are you looking for people just out of med school?
You know, one of the things that I'm really proud about is our residency program for new grads and new RN graduates. They can go through this program and really make the transition to practice more easy for them. And also, if you're in a certified nursing assistant, a CNA, I'm very proud of our orientation and training that we offer. We have skilled, competent preceptors to make joining Floyd easier on everybody. So we're excited. We are able to support people that are brand new, seasoned employees. You know, we're interested in seeing anybody just show up. You don't have to have a resume. It would be helpful, but you don't have to have one. Just show up at Floyd Medical Center. We're having this event at our main medical center, and we will have greeters waiting for anyone who comes through and take them to the interview area in the hospital and then also to do tours. So we'll be waiting for folks to show up tomorrow.
Well, people that are looking for employment, or if they're looking for a future, not just employment, but a future, someplace that they can put their roots down deep and be, and as you mentioned, the culture of Floyd and be there with a family-like atmosphere, this could be the place for them, couldn't it?
It absolutely could. Thank you for putting it that way. But I firmly believe that, sincerely, that's what makes the difference.
Well, we've known, and we know a lot of people that's been at Floyd for many years, and they've worked in other locations before they got there, but when they got to Floyd, it seems like they found a home. And I'm sure that benefits are off the charts.
Yes, we have very cost effective benefit plans, our medical, dental, vision, life insurance, our 401k, lots of opportunities to start building for retirement and managing your needs as a family and as a single individual. We have benefits for everybody.
And do you have certain age groups that you're looking for, 25 to 40 or 40 to 50, or just people that are highly qualified?
Yes, no age groups at all. We're happy to see anybody who's interested in working at Floyd. And like I said, you can, if you're a brand new graduate, we've got a program for you. And if you're a seasoned individual, we have a program for you as well.
Sounds like a great opportunity for people to have a future in the medical field right here close to home.
Yes.
And, of course, we invite people that are interested to come by and visit with you again. That's going to be at the main Atrium Floyd building in Rome, right?
That's correct. And it starts tomorrow at 4 p.m. and Thursday morning at 8 a.m.
So it'd be a good time for people to come. And notice you have the staggered time to adjust for different schedules for those that might still be working.
That's right.
Well, thank you.
We'll
so
go until 8 o'clock tomorrow.
All right. Anything else that you want to add, Dr. Bennett, before we cut away, or anything that we haven't touched on?
No, I think that thank you for this opportunity. It was very nice to meet you, and thank you for allowing us to be on your program. And I hope that all the listeners will tell others to come tomorrow.
Well, I hope so, too. People are looking for a great opportunity. This could be it, no doubt about it. And, Dan, how about you? Anything there that we didn't touch on that you want to cover?
No, Jerry, I think that Dr. Bennett covered it so well. The one thing I will say is that I've been at Floyd now for almost 13 years, and it's been the smartest professional move I've ever made. It's a wonderful place to work, and I think that the folks that that come join us will find the same. And there are so many great opportunities for nurses to come to Atrium Health Floyd and begin with us and move up through leadership positions. They're just a great opportunities. If you want to be a floor nurse and take care of people, you certainly have the opportunity to do that. But if you want to grow and move into nurse leadership at some point, there's a plan and a path for that also. So it's just a wonderful place to be and to start your career or continue your career or wherever you are at that point of your life, Jerry.
All right, and that's again tomorrow afternoon from 4 until 8, and then it starts at 8 o'clock on Thursday. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so very much for being with us, folks, and I hope you have a great day, and thank you for being with us on Live Well Cherokee.